Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
B and you making money from us at 8 o'clock, 25 minutes away from now. This could pay you a hell of a lot of money. That's $1 million mini mix number 19. It's worth 96 bucks and it'll qualify you for the $1 million mix. So again, at 8 o'clock, be here. Solve this. There's three songs in there. Solve it. You win 96 bucks and qualify for that $1 million mix. Easy money from us. I feel like there's a theme here this week of let's call Romero on all his BS. Yesterday you had me apologizing to people for things I did years ago that I forgot about. You know how weird that is? It's like, hey, listen, apparently I did that to you 15 years ago. I don't really remember it, but I'm sorry. Oh, you haven't? Oh, you're mad at me because I spoiled Power in 2018? Sorry? And today, the question on the Get Up Crew Facebook page is what, Melissa?
What is the most immature thing you do that you'll never stop doing?
Again, I feel like passive aggressiveness is coming. That's targeted at me. Actually, it's not passive aggressive. That's straight up.
Yeah.
That's straight up.
You are definitely an example.
Like, for me, I don't even have to answer it. You guys could probably answer that one.
Okay, let's see. Pebbles, you
living.
Want to take this one?
Wow. I mean. Well, Pebbles, you know what? You know, growing up is a trap. I feel my thing is a lot of things that people consider immature.
I know where he's going with this.
No. A lot of things that people are immature, I guarantee a bunch of them are funny things. And people feel like at a certain age that you need to stop being funny. I'm like, get out of my
face. I'm not one of those people. But there's a difference between like immature things and childlike things. And I think you're trying to, you know, equate them. And no.
Okay.
We should never lose our inner child.
I agree.
Speaking as the person who's been the brunt of your many immature jokes over the years, can you allow me to name some of the things that you've done?
I mean, if you can come up with anything.
Okay, well, I got millions. So the first one is when Romero took a big piece of watermelon and gutted it out and put it in my desk, like the bottom of my desk, that's the drawer that I never use, and waited weeks until it rotted from the inside. Whoa. And it started to smell.
I didn't
the
know
inside of the
watermelons oven. Grew spores.
Yep.
They did. Like, they grew these random little spores. Yep. They looked like an alien.
That was number
funny.
One. Yep. Number two, he printed out a color photo of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, and signed it like it was a signature, like it was an autograph.
I autographed it to
put
Melissa.
Put it in a frame and hung it on my wall in the office.
And interns believed that Melissa
for
and
years.
Him were boys.
Yep.
They were like, yo, is that Kim Jong? And I was like, yeah. I go, well, he's not that bad of a dude because Melissa knows him.
Yeah.
And that's why he signed that picture. And people believe. Okay, lying is a big one. I don't think lying is that bad of a thing when you're lying in a funny way.
Yeah,
I lie
but
all the time.
You think things are funny that aren't funny to everyone.
Yeah, but you know what, Pebs? You can't satisfy everyone. My thing is, if just one person laughs at the BS, it was all worth
See,
it.
See, that's why you know to do it to Melissa and not me. Because I ain't laughing at your crap.
I
but then
my
there was the
correctly.
Time that you took my keys to my car and hid my car. So when I went out to work, I thought my car was stolen or repossessed because it could have been either one.
You hear Leroy laughing?
You better
that's
get it together.
Yeah, no.
And that's why. Another funny one.
Yes.
If you get a new employee at your job or company or whatever, you know, they go in there and their first thing is they really want to learn everyone's name real bad. Lie to them about people's names.
Yes, that's a big one.
Hey, what's that guy's name over there?
Harmless. That's harmless.
Yeah, well, all these are harmless. Who got harmed in these jokes?
Didn't someone almost get fired the time that you put the rotted milk in my desk? Because didn't, like, somebody put it down the sink?
Almost.
And one of the bosses got pissed off because it stunk up the whole building?
Almost, but they didn't completely.
Falling in the hazard crew.
Right.
Almost. Okay. I didn't realize how bad the building would smell. I thought it was just going to go down the sink and go away.
Yeah.
It the building smelled like, I mean, you know, rotten milk smells like vomit. It smelled like the second you walk in the building, it just smelled like someone threw up on the floor in front of you. It was so bad.
And then the only thing, though, Romero, is that if you're going to keep doing these immature things, you need to stop. You have a tell.
Yes.
When you do these things, you start to kind of like laugh at your own jokes and you smile and you're like, you give it away.
Yeah.
So we know that you're lying and we know what you're doing. So you need to figure that out.
That is true.
But there's a lot of people on our Facebook page that, Romero, are exactly like you.
Okay.
Who have insane things that they still do.
Okay. Well, how about this?
At the expense of other people.
I'm going to play a song. And we'll hear some of those next. And if you have some good immature, give me one example so people will know what to call with.
I forget his name because it's one of these. But anytime his wife bends over, he does a fart noise really loud.
See,
like stupid stuff like that.
Stupid and funny.
Messing with scammers a lot.
Yeah.
Scaring people. Rich says every time his wife stretches, he grabs her boob. Like random stuff like that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny. 833-973-0969. There you go. You're a grown-ass adult, but you still do immature stuff. What is it? Hit us up. Bow, bow. It is the Get Up Crew, Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa on Hot 96.9. Number 1-4. Throwback. And the best new hip-hop and R&B. We're talking about, like, immature stuff that you still do as a grown-ass adult.
Wait, real quick before I go to the phone.
Yeah.
Jamie said, my grandmother, God rest her soul, had one of those throwback leather cigarette cases. My sister and I, full adults, would hide her real cigarettes and replace them with green beans. I love it.
Hi, Kara. What do you do?
Hey. So I work for a startup company, and we decided, all the employees that were there first, that we were going to make up lies for each other and tell the new hires.
Oh, no.
So they told my company, all the new hires, that I was an MMA fighter, an amateur, and I go under the name The Stretcher. And so they all believed it because I bruise easily on my arms and I'm kind of clumsy.
Yes.
They all think I'm an MMA fighter.
That's great. See, that's hilarious.
That's good.
Because the thing about it is, here's like everyone knows this. If you tell somebody something, even if you tell them it's a secret, if you tell someone something that's like interesting, that person's going to tell at least one person, at least one. And then that person's going to tell at least one. So it's going to carry and carry and carry. And you're going to forget that you told that person the lie. So there's going to be a legend there of Kara, the former MMA fighter who worked at this, who got out of the business and is now working on microchips. Yo, this is hilarious. Jack, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I'm driving. Like, my wife hates my driving. I'm like a asshole. And when she drives, and then she's doing the same thing, speeding, trying to dodge traffic. As soon as she gets close to a car, I'm like, bang! I'm like, oh man, I'm so scared. Oh, I thought we were going to get to an accident. Sorry.
All right. You'll like this one. This is one that my father does all the time to people. If you're in the passenger seat and your wife is parking like in a parking garage somewhere where the parking's kind of tight, if she's bringing it in backwards and you could tell she's nervous about parking, strategically at the right time, bang as hard as possible on your car door to scare the hell out. Yo,
oh
it
God.
Works like a charm. It's beautiful. One more here. Pebs, you sure you don't want to get into a relationship when somebody scares you while you're driving?
Oh, yeah, sure. That sounds like a blast.
Hi, Paige.
Hi.
What's your thing?
So, my husband does not know that I still do this, but when I'm home and I know that I'm going to be home when he has to take a number two, I hide the plunger usually the day before.
He needs a
plunger. And what I do while he's in the bathroom taking that number two is I go downstairs to the basement and I shut the water off.
Oh my God!
That's so much work.
Wow!
Yeah, but then he's responsible for cleaning it up with no plunger.
Ew.
That means he uses it.
So he's the human plunger at my house.
Oh! He has to use his hands. All right.
He has to fish it out.
That's hilarious.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.